in Bakutan when past times happened that, for instance, like the cursing of Maharaj Pariksit by Sringi, it's the arrangement of the Lord. But then I wonder if when past times happened where things are the arrangement of the Lord, why are reactions there also? So, for instance, for Sringi.
Yeah. It's Krishna's arrangement, but Krishna arranges people's karma to work out in different ways. Just because it's Krishna's arrangement doesn't mean that people's free will wasn't involved. And when it comes to Krishna's associates, then although they don't have any karma, but still, to set the example for ordinary people, they're put in conditions of difficulty. So, Pandavas going into exile and going through so much suffering, and it continues on. Every time Krishna appears, it goes on. But they accept that as their service to Krishna. And because they're situated in a different state of consciousness, they're situated in prema bhakti, therefore it's not really possible for conditioned souls to really quite understand how someone can go through so much suffering and at the same time be in ecstasy. But that's because it's like living in the waking world and the dreaming world. So we live in the dream world. This is all a dream. There's nothing here that's of any substance. And it's only, like he says, premanjana charita. It's only when you actually come back to your constitutional position, which is loving Krishna, that you actually wake up and you really see. What you see here is just all a fairy tale. It's nothing to do with reality. But because it's Krishna's illusion, therefore it's extremely convincing. Otherwise, if we weren't convinced, then how would we be able to participate in it? Just like kids, young children, when they play, they get really, they get really engrossed. They get fully absorbed in what they're playing. So that becomes the way we are in the material world. We're not really any different than children, it's just that we're a little older. But in terms of consciousness, it's the same. They're just children playing. It's just all games. And they give each other PhDs and Nobel Prizes, but it's just a silly game that has no real value. Can't you see it? You lose it all. Just all your life you're playing, and then at some point death comes and says, okay, game's over. Mm-hmm. And it's all finished. And the castles in the sand just get washed away by the ocean waves. And Maya is, despite the fact that we see that it's constantly happening, still we keep doing the same thing. Go out on the beach. Well, you've got lots of beaches in Australia. You make a sand castle thinking that the next one is not going to get washed away by the tide. So Prahlad Maharaj makes it more, he says, actually this is called madness. Nunam pramata kurute vikarma. So it's called being mad. And if mad people happen to give themselves prizes, what's the value? What's the value of lunatics voting who's the craziest of the lot? It's meaningless. But the good thing is that Krishna's very patient and he's very, very tolerant. And despite all of this lunacy, he's willing to give us an opportunity to come back to sanity. And that's education, to know the difference between Maya and Krishna. And if you don't have that, then people are in a very unfortunate situation. That's called really being brainwashed, systematically brainwashed. Okay, well, we're doing good time-wise.
Regarding filming, when you're speaking with the children today, you know, they have policies that the child...